You're listening to WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5 FM on your radio dial. The West End Report, Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helvey, is coming up next. WCOM and the West End Report are grateful for the support of Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough, 27510. To learn more about their real estate services, you can visit www.communityrealty.com or call 919-932-1990. 919-932-1990. The weekend weather is going to be fabulous. Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the lower 50s. I think we can all enjoy it, at least until it gets to be later in the year. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all 3 days, going to have highs in the lower, or rather highs in the upper 70s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and overnights are going to be clear with lows just about 50.
I knew there was a reason why we moved the music festival to the last Sunday in September.
It's going to be a beautiful day for the musical festival, music festival, so, and a beautiful day for everything, thank heaven.
Yeah.
All right. No rain, though, or we could still use some rain.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like the drought is going to be ending anytime soon, which is really scary.
I was listening to something on the weather on the ones channel the other night, and they were saying a dry winter and maybe another dry year next year. So
we're all going to shrivel up,
yep.
Just like our plants.
Mm. So here we go with Jackie and the look at the arts.
Thank you, Audrey. As I said, it's the 10th annual Carborough Music Festival this Sunday, September 30th, beginning at 1 p.m. All kinds of music all over town, all for free. Go to CarboroughMusicFestival.com for more information. And hopefully later in the show, the coordinator of the Carborough Music Festival, Jerry Williams, will be joining us. But right now, I'm going to tell you about everything else that's going on tonight and tomorrow night. And big news here at the station. The t-shirts are in! The new WCOM t-shirts are in our hands, and they are available at the station.
And they're available tomorrow or Sunday at the festival. And since we are doing this for ourselves, we are allowed to say how much they cost. They're $15 per shirt, and you can get two for $25.
Good deal. And volunteers get them for...
Volunteers get
if you're an official, recognized
exactly.
WCOM volunteer, you get yours for $10.
That's right.
So you're getting it at about the price that it costs to have it printed.
Right.
So, you know, nobody's breaking the bank on this one. Okay, at the Arts Center tonight, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org, at 8:30, K. Sridhar. Two traditions coexist in India, that of the North, Hindustani, and of the South, Carnatic. They share the same basic systems, but differ in instruments used, ragas played, and by the concept of musical expression. Mastery of both traditions is rare and gives K. Sridhar's band a profound universality. And tomorrow night is the 5th annual NC Play Slam, where the audience calls the shots, September 29th at 8 p.m. This is theater at its liveliest and least rehearsed, and voting at its most irregular. Join the actors, playwrights, and directors of North Carolina for an evening of convivial competition in which 1 to 3 minute plays vie for fame and fortune, and the audience decides who takes home the cash. An Art Center stage original in conjunction with the North Carolina Playwrights Alliance. That sounds like a neat thing.
Yeah.
And the art at the Art Center, just through the weekend, I think, because a new exhibit starts next week, is the annual faculty exhibit. And in the East End Gallery is Of Earth and Sky, a show of mixed media paintings by Luna Lee Ray and ceramic sculpture by Joanne Andrews. at the Carrboro Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarrboro.org. Tonight at 7:30 is a jam session with jazz guitarist Kevin Van Sant. Do you know Kevin Van Sant?
Nope, I don't.
He's been around for a long time. I think he played at the very first music festival. He used to be in a band called Jazzure. That was really good. So he's doing a little jam session up in Century Hall tonight, 7:30 to 9:30. The art at the Century Center and at Carrboro Town Hall is in transition right now because we have taken down the exhibit that's been up for the last couple months and are going to hang probably on Monday. Wow, I forgot about that. Emma's Kids.
All right.
In October and November, the Carrboro Art Committee will host Emma's Kids Art Exhibit and Sale, featuring art from Glendonald Myerton, South Africa, at the Carrboro Town Hall in the Century Center. All proceeds go directly to Emma Vandermeer to help maintain her home for children with AIDS. This is a really important exhibit, and we're hoping that a lot of folks will show up and buy a piece, and all the proceeds will go to Emma. And Cat's Cradle tonight, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Tonight at 9:30 is of Montreal, with Psychic Hearts opening. And tomorrow night is the Carrboro Music Festival 10th Anniversary Kickoff Celebration, featuring Trey Chicas, the $2 Pistols, and Great Big Gone. That starts at 8 o'clock. And Sunday, beginning at 3:30 at Cat's Cradle, is, again, the Carrboro Music Festival. Let's see. Hey, Jerry. Jerry's here, everybody, so get excited. Welcome. I'm still doing the calendar, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is his mic on?
I don't know. Is it on?
It is.
Anybody hear me?
It is now.
Okay.
Okay. At DSI, this is really cool. I ran into Zach today over at Weaver Street. They're doing DSI Comedy Theater at Carmel, dsicomedytheater.com. Proudly announces its 6th annual benefit marathon. The 2007 24 Live Comedy Marathon will run September 27th, 28th, and 29th, featuring more than 24 hours of improv and sketch comedy scheduled to help raise money and awareness for the Chapel Hill Carrboro YMCA Strong Kids campaign. North Carolina Comedy, coming together for North Carolina kids. And this has been going on. It started yesterday, Zach said. And he said it's been great because there's been people there the whole time. You know, there's been an audience throughout. So tonight is at 7:30 is Mr. Diplomat featuring Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. And at 9:30 tonight is Mr. Diplomat featuring Daniel Wallace, who is a pretty well-known author. He wrote the book Big Fish, which I love, and another book that I can't remember the name,
Little Fish.
No. It's his new book, and I haven't started reading it yet, but my sister said it's really good. So anyway, come out to the DSI, and you can actually see him live, Daniel Wallace. And then tomorrow night at 5, is that right? Check the website, dsicomedytheater.com. Tomorrow night is Comedy Sports. I think that's at 7:30. And then at 9:30, the best show ever. So this is going to be going on, I think I read, till 4 a.m. tonight. And then, that's what it said on the website. Check out the website for all the details. But I might do that later tonight. Do a late night comedy jam.
Hey,
right?
You're welcome to.
Jerry will be home in bed.
I'm going to sleep right after this.
I saw him this afternoon. He goes, I'm going home to rest. I said, don't forget the show tonight. He goes, forgot all about that.
I left myself a message on the machine.
Good idea. Okay, at McDougall Schools is Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists through October 21st. This exhibit is a collaboration between the Carrboro Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Art Center in Carrboro. That'll be going on through October 21st. NC Crafts Gallery, 212 East Main Street, NCCraftsGallery.com has Turned Wood Bowls by Steve Noggle of Morganton, North Carolina, and Background Music for Birds, New Mixed Media Paintings by local artist Renee Seaman Trimmel. And this exhibit also will be coming down at the end of the weekend, so she'll have new stuff up there. Oh, crap. And we have a little bit of Citizen Cope in the background. It's my cell phone. I forgot to turn it off. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com. Photography by Jacob Luno. And Sunday at 1 p.m. is the Carrboro Music Festival. That they actually have a venue at Nested. And at Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. This month, the art is the photography of David Jesse. And tonight at 8 p.m. is Sean Burley performing. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is Jason Beckham. And Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m., guess what's going on there?
I have no idea.
The Carrboro Music Festival.
They have a music festival in Carrboro.
Yeah, I think it's
happening
Sunday,
maybe. When did that start?
I don't know. And then at Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, photographer Adam Hagnos. And Sunday, beginning at what? Is it 1 p.m. at Paget Station?
Paget Station is at 1:15.
1:15 on Sunday begins the Carrboro Music Festival. Okay, at Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, paintings by Eduardo Lapatina. And beginning October 2nd is The Randomness of Vision, oil paintings by Kat Molesky.
Mm.
Did you know that Kat was an artist?
I did not know that,
no. Do you know Kat over at...
Nope.
She's a marketing person over it. You'd know her if you saw her.
Probably.
She's worked at Weaver Street for
a long time. She's a great person. So
yes, she is.
I'm not surprised she's talented as well as being nice.
And at Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, Wutini.com, is the work of renowned David K. Rose and the mysterious Jason Hankins. And Sunday, Weaver Street Jazz on the Lawn, WeaverStreetMarket.com. 11 to 1 is Doug and Talisha Williams, fuel-injected folk. And then at 1, let's see, I wonder what's going on. 1:15, the Carrboro Music Festival. Okay, the 6th annual Come Out and Play Sculpture Show at Jim Jim Farm features work of 30 local artists, and tonight is the closing reception from 6 p.m. until the cows come home. For more info and directions, go to carrboro.com/comeoutandplay. The Carrboro Recreation and Parks and Open Eye Cafe offer Poets Open Mic Night the first Tuesday of each month, and that'll be this upcoming Tuesday. While you enjoy a cup of coffee, you can listen to local poets or read from your own works. For more information, call 918-7364. And the West End Poetry Weekend is October 13th and 14th, 2007, at the Century Center. And last but not least, the Carrboro Film Festival, November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. in Century Hall. And that brings us back to the Carrboro Music Festival. And Jerry Williams, who has been the coordinator for the festival for the last... How many years, Jer?
Six
years. That's what I thought. Kim thought eight. I thought six.
Nope, six.
Six out of ten.
The first four were back in June when it was still the FET.
That was Liz.
Liz.
Liz Boisson.
Bud Goudreau one year. I think Berkeley did it one year.
Berkeley did it one year. And Catherine did it.
Catherine Devine did it one year, I think.
And then you took it over, and it has become your baby. It's a difficult birth.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of tricky putting it together, but I've got a lot of help, including you and the other six members of the volunteer committee.
We've got a great committee, and we have had for years. Do you want to name off who's on that committee besides me and you?
Charlie Berry, Catherine Devine, Tony Galliani, Jackie Helvey, I don't know who she is. Meg McGurk, Ellen Perry, Janet Place, again, someone I'm not familiar with. And then we have a lot of help from the great Recreation and Parks Department here in Carrboro, especially Dennis Joins and Kim Andrews do a lot of work for us this year. So without Recreation and Parks and without all you guys on the committee, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
It has really evolved into, well, it's always been a wonderful event.
That's true.
It hasn't evolved into a wonderful event. It was a wonderful event the first year, and I think we were all sort of stunned that we pulled it off that first year.
Oh, definitely. I had fears of being embarrassed. I remember before that thinking, I wonder what this is going to be like, and if Monday morning I'm going to say, God, I wish I hadn't been involved in that.
Move from town.
Yes.
I got to leave town.
But then Monday morning, it was just great. Everyone around town was saying how much fun they had, and all of us on the committee were feeling so proud and shocked, maybe, but certainly proud. And then it's just continued to grow, and especially since we moved to September, it's really come into its own, I think. I think it's really a great event, not just a Carbro event anymore. I think it's a pretty nice regional event. We get musicians and attendees from all around the Triangle and outside the Triangle. So
yep, and we've had a little bit of help from a local TV station this year, so hopefully that'll bring some folks out too. The first few years, you remember, it was a part of a great, much bigger festival called Fête de la Musique, which is a worldwide celebration, and that was great, and it was cool to be connected mm-hmm. with France.
It was.
And the Ministry of France used to send us posters every year, and we were an official recognized venue. The only problem was it fell on the summer solstice, June 21st, and while it was always nice because it happened to fall on Father's Day those first few years.
That's true. I remember that.
But it was so freaking hot. It was unbearable.
Yeah.
Except that second year when it rained.
The second year we had drizzling rain. Remember, we had to shuffle and do a couple of different things with some of the outdoor venues.
Right.
But you're right. The other 3 years, it was just ungodly hot.
Yeah.
Plus, we had the volunteer problem back there.
Yeah.
In June, most of the students are college students are mostly gone. A lot of high school students are gone, and it fell right between the other two events in Carbro where we need volunteers. Carbro Day and the 4th of July.
Yep.
So we didn't get very many volunteers then.
That was such a hectic time back in those years because we had all those huge events just crammed into 3 months.
Since
we were all, you know, or a lot of us were on all these committees, so we're like barely finished one before we'd start the next one. So,
I was quoted in one of the papers as saying we've been blessed since we moved to September, and I think that's true. The weather's been gorgeous. We've had a lot of volunteers, and it's really, really grown and become a real great event. Although it was, as you say, it was nice from the start, but it has gone to another level.
It really has. Because people, you know, come from other states stuff, so it's really...
Yeah, we get applications from all around the country. Now, normally, when I email them back and say, now, you realize you're playing for free, half of them say, okay, well, never mind. But
I remember one year we had some guy said he was coming from England, and another year somebody coming from...
Well, the farthest away that we've had an application from was Australia. And that guy, when I emailed him back that he wasn't getting paid, said, good luck, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not coming. So. But we do have some people that occasionally are anxious to play. And this year we got a band coming down from Baltimore to play. And in the past we've had some people from D.C., some people from Chicago, New York, even from California who said, I'd like to come and play. I know people in Chapel Hill. I'm going to stay with them, or I've got a gig and there's an open get some gigs down there, and I've got an open date on Sunday. So it has actually happened that we've had some people from outside North Carolina play, but it's not a
real common thing. The year that Niall Frank came back and played, that was really a great event too.
Still used to have the parade.
Yep, he was the king of the parade or the whatever grandmaster, and he's the guy who back years ago created the Invisible University. Invisible University.
That's long before my time down here.
Yeah, and the Centipede and all that stuff. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on Sunday.
Well, Sunday we've got 22 venues this year. That's the most ever. Last year we had 21. 22 venues and I think 160 different performing acts. Now, a lot of those folks are solo performers at Armadillo Grill and Nested and Paget Station and some duos at Balanced Movement Studios. But a lot of the other performers are bands, anywhere from, you know, trios to 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-piece bands. So About 160 performing acts, I think, is what I counted.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, 22 venues. It's all up on the, up on the website, CarverMusicFestival.com. We've got the Day of the Event program that's out around town a few places. The insert came out in the Chapel Hill News on Wednesday, which had the schedule and the map.
Now, what's there to do for people who have kids?
They can take them down to the Town Commons. We've got some arts and crafts going on down there. We've got a couple of those big inflatable things the kids like, the bounce house and that big slide again.
Oh, good.
Which I've been told that adults have slid down also, so it's not just the kids. But so a lot for kids to do on Town Commons. That's where we'll have a couple of specialty food vendors, and there still will be six bands playing down there. So while you take your kids around to do the children's activities, the grown-ups will still be able to hear some great bands in the background. So.
Oh, that's great.
And then, of course, the Little Blue Chew is going up and down Weaver Street from 1 to 6, from Town Hall down to around Armadillo Grill.
And we have the shuttle bus again, right?
Shuttle bus is coming in from the park and ride behind Carborough Plaza. It runs from 12 to 8. I think they make the last trip. They start about 8 o'clock out at the park and ride, and they do one more loop through town. But it stops at all the standard stops, as I understand it.
So people who are coming, like, between 1 and 8, it's good to park at Carborough Plaza and just catch the bus, and that's free also.
That's free.
All this stuff is free, y'all, so don't be looking in your wallet to see if you've got enough money to pay for all this.
Everything that we've been talking about here has been free. The only thing you have to pay for is if you get some, buy some of this food from the specialty vendors.
Which we hope people will do.
Yeah, or if
buy one of these WCOM t-shirts.
That's right.
Or one of our t-shirts.
That's right. We have a commemorative poster that Janet Place put together.
Janet, by the way, is Jerry's wife, for those who don't know it. She's also the lead singer and guitarist of Great Big Gone.
Yep, who are going to be playing the kickoff event on Saturday night at the Cat's Cradle.
And she was in Brown Mountain Lights. A lot of
Brown
people
Mountain
probably
Lights
know
before
her.
That, yeah, and then before that, way back when we first moved to town, the Kickbacks, which was kind of a nice jump blues and rock and roll band that she was in. But Janet designed this, made a special design for the 10th anniversary. We've incorporated that into a commemorative poster that we had professionally done, and we're going to be selling for $10. And we put that design also into the t-shirts. So we've got three different color t-shirts for sale, ranging in $10 to $15, depending on the style and the size.
Yeah, we got some of those little teenage girl
spaghetti strap
shirts.
Yeah.
You young girls are going to have to pay more. It's quality stuff,
you
know.
Right. It costs more for the smaller shirts. So we've got everything else is going to be free.
Who's new this year?
Oh, God, there's a bunch of new people. I'd probably...
Name a few.
Say off the top of my head, probably half these people are new.
Let's see. Wow.
Yeah. First-time performers, Lithium Dove, a band coming down from Baltimore that's at Archer Graphics at 3 o'clock, is new. Let's see, the West Lamb Trio at the West End Theater in the Arts Center, a great jazz trio. I don't think Wes has played for us before. Marie Vanderbeck is a jazz vocalist at the West End, and I don't think she's played before. The Nifongs, a political rock duo, kind of social commentary.
The Nifongs.
The Nifongs.
Where are they?
I don't know where that name came from.
Oh, okay. They're at the Arts Center.
They're at the West End Theater also at 5 o'clock.
Boy, they came up with that quick, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Well, maybe he's in the band. I'm not sure.
needed a new profession, right?
The Scrambled Legs at Auto Logic, a jazz fusion band's first-time guys.
And this is a new venue as well, Auto Logic, for the old-timers. It's the old cable building up on the corner of West Main and East Main, I guess.
Right across
Jones Ferry.
Jones Ferry comes in. Right across from the PTA thrift store.
Right.
So we'll have a venue there right between Auto Logic and the building that Tim Peck's working on. So it's called the Auto Logic, Peck and Artisans, and the Carborough Citizen Stage. We've got three sponsors at that.
That's good. That's a good trio.
Yeah, so we got six bands playing there, right across the street from the PTA thrift store.
Oh, and by the way, I'm pretty sure Kirk said that they're going to be doing tours up at the Citizen, which is right behind
here. That's true. It is right behind
here. For people who want to go up and see the offices of the Carborough Citizen.
They're talking about doing tours here at the radio station also.
That's a good idea.
That'd be cool. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it wasn't Kirk that said that. Never mind.
You don't know. You can always ask. You can ask.
Again, this year we've got the teen stage over at the Fitch Lumber Company in their parking lot. Six teenage bands. Teenagers put that together. They scheduled them. And so you can want to see, it said in the paper today, if you want to see what the young people are up to, go over to Fitch and listen to them. So.
Yeah, and actually the first band, I think Maya's only 12. Maybe.
Yeah, so preteen. Preteen and teen. Then we've got musicians at the... right next to Great Clips for Hair there on Weaver Street between...
That was a good solution.
Yeah, between Great Clips and what was the Music Explorium and recently was Cycling Specifics, and we couldn't get that space this year, so...
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we've got some bands there also. Then a lot of the regular ones, and Milltown is a new venue this year also, but... other than that, it's
boy,
a
there's
lot
a lot
of the ones
of venues
you're used to.
This year, man. Who's some of your favorite performers, Jerry, that...
Oh, Weaver Street Market at 115 Skedaddle, a lot of fun. Steve Fishman and some other folks that used to be cutting up Gumby have expanded, and I think it's four folks now. So it's calling themselves Skedaddle.
I like that name, Skedaddle.
That's a lot of fun. 8 Foot Groove is a great band at the RBC Centura at 615, kind of a funky, bluesy, jazzy band. Got old Ann Humphreys at Paget Station is a beautiful singer. She's at 215, got a great voice. I could pick out 100 people here. In Milltown, we've got the Watercallers at 2 o'clock and the Second String Band at 3. And then at 4 o'clock, Janet's going to do some solo stuff or maybe have her fiddle player from the Great Big Gone sit in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Season Gardening's got The Stars Explode, which is a great band I really enjoyed listening to, and Celtic Folk with Barrow Burn and Big Fat Gap. Ska with T-Rocks and the Skankosaurs. It's just loaded everywhere. So
it's impossible to name off all these bands.
Don't forget the Saturday night event at the Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, that's right. Saturday night at the Cat's Cradle beginning
8
at 8.
Yeah, we're asking for a $5 donation. We've got Tres Chicas, the $2 Pistols, and Great Big Gone for a donation of $5 starting at 8 o'clock.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jerry.
Thanks, Jackie.
And look forward to Sunday. I don't know if I'll be there at 8 o'clock, but I will be there. Probably closer to 10.
After being at the Cradle Saturday night, I'm not sure I'll be there like I normally am. So Sunday morning.
So everybody, y'all come on out to the Carver Music Festival beginning at 1 o'clock. 160 bands on 22 stages all over town, all for free. If you have any arts news, send it to jackie@carver.com. And thanks for listening. Audrey, thank you.
Come to the Cradle tomorrow night.
Yeah, come
time.
To the Cradle. Jerry, thanks. Have
thank
a great
you.
Weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.